USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
At least three people were killed and several wounded on Thursday in Nice, France. This is described by Nice Mayor Christian Estosi as a terrorist attack. Authorities say a man with a knife attacked people outside a church about 9 in the morning local time. Estosi said the attacker shouted Allah Akbar repeatedly as police apprehended him and that the meaning of his gesture left no doubt. Enough is enough, the mayor told local reporters. It's time now for France to exonerate itself from the laws of peace in order to definitively wipe out Islamofascism from our territory. The suspect is in French custody. The chief executives of Silicon Valley's most influential tech companies fielded partisan questions Wednesday in a high-profile hearing. Members of the Senate Commerce Committee largely stayed away from discussing a federal statute that provides a liability shield for social media sites. For Republicans, allegations of anti-conservative bias led the questioning. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.